Blog Talk Radio.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
Just say one.
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 Hallelujah. And praise be to the all-wise, wonderful, living God. In the name of Jesus, I'm Elder David Ambrose Shaw of David and Diane Ministry and Friends. Praise God. And we take the time to come forth Monday through Friday as we have to read the Word of God from the New King James Version. Now, the only difference in what we do is that we just read the Word of God with a theatrical blessing and talent in which God has given us to bring the Word. So we bring it out of the New King James Version, where we're not taking anything away from the Word, nor adding anything to it. Once again, I want to give God praise, honor, and glory, for He truly is the head of my life. Thank God that He brought me through, brought me to where I am on today. Praise God. Saved, sanctified, and filled with His Holy Spirit in the name of Jesus. Plus, I want to honor my wife, Lady Diane Shaw. Very, very blessed, very anointed, and she's very much the better part of me. We thank God for the unity and togetherness of being one, as I continue to be in oneness with God. Praise God. We come forth on today also to give honor to God, give honor to my wife, and we also want to honor you, 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 and you. All you who are listening by way of YouTube, Skype, Blog Talk, Twitter, even if you're dallying into our archives, pray and trust that the anointing to continue to move forward in Jesus' name. Once again, we thank God for those that are out there listening in Egypt, those that are out there in Sri Lanka. Amen. We thank you for those that are out there in South Korea, Japan, those that are out there in the United Kingdom, praise God, in Germany. We thank God for you. And many of all you who are listening in Canada and in the United States, God bless you. I see you out there in Compton, California. God bless you, man of God. We trust that the Lord is continuing to bless you and cover you and continue to speak to your heart in the name of Jesus. We also acknowledge those out there in Chicago, Illinois. Amen. We also recognize Carbondale and Springfield, Illinois. There's a lot of those out there blessed on today. We thank God for those that are out there in South Carolina, those that are down there in the southern parts of Mississippi. Amen. Those that are out there in Atlanta, Georgia. Hallelujah. In Florida. Amen. We thank you for your listeners. And we give God praise and glory for on today, if it had not been for the goodness of the Lord. Come on, somebody. If it had not been for the goodness of the Lord, where would you be? Where would I be? But we thank God on today we are here. Right now, today, continuing to bring forth the Word of God. Once again, out of the New King James Version, but we trust that the anointing will continue that can control and destroy the yoke or whatever situation you might have going on in your life. Amen. Let us pray. And then when we come back after the song, we will be taken up in the latter part of 1 Samuel chapter 26. Amen. And we bring it into the anointing and blessing in Jesus' name. Let us pray. Precious Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord, as we come before you on today, we come once again humbling ourselves with eyes closed, heads down, understanding in Jesus' name that, Lord, you hear us. You sit high and you look low. We know in the name of Jesus that you already know what's going to transpire and happen in our lives, but we bring forth that trust to come from you, to be inside our hearts so that we will love you more and serve you more in Jesus' name. Lord, we ask that you forgive us of our sin, no matter how great or how small it may be. But anything that has been different from that of the Word of God, we pray, Lord, to forgive us, all of those who acknowledge you, Lord, as their King of Kings and their Lord of Lords. We need a blessing on today. We pray for the families that are seeking your face diligently, Lord God, asking in Jesus' name that, yes, forgive us of our sins, heal us of our unrighteousness, and deliver us, carry us, and lead us. For we know that apart from you, we can do nothing. But with you, by you, and for you, we can do all things through Christ, which gives us strength. We give God praise in Jesus' name. Amen. But you know God is good, and he's always on time. And there's nothing in the name of Jesus that's going to stand in our way. But I know one thing. I know one thing for sure, that after we do it, all we can do to stand in Jesus' name. Be blessed. We'll be back after this.
Take a stand, not knowing I'd lose my best friend. But I'd rather, live right than in hell lift up my eyes. All God's children to stand. Tell somebody, say, you stand. Yeah, Lord, stand for holiness.
For holiness. Oh. And for righteousness.
And be counted,
among them that shall reign with him.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh,
we stand.
Yeah.
We praise our Lord.
Oh.
And when you're all
and believe
he shall receive his own.
Take a stand, not believing, at least some of my friends. And I would rather, live right than in hell lift up my eyes. All of our children to stand. Everybody say it, you stand. Oh, stand for holiness.
Stand for holiness.
To the all-wise, wonderful, living God, in the name of Jesus. We thank God once again as we come forth out of 1 Samuel chapter 26. Amen. Let us read 1 Samuel chapter 26. Now, the Shiphites came to Saul at Gibeah, saying, "Is David not hiding in the hill of Hekah, opposite Jeshimon?" Then Saul arose and went down to the wilderness of Ziph, having 1,000 chosen men of Israel with him, to seek David in the wilderness of Ziph. And Saul encamped in the hill of Hekla, which is opposite of Jeshimon, by the road. But David stayed in the wilderness, and he saw that Saul came after him in the wilderness. David therefore sent out spies and understood that Saul had indeed come. So David arose and came to the place where Saul had encamped. And David saw the place where Saul lay, and Abner, the son of Ner, the commander of his army. Now Saul lay within the camp, with the people encamped all around him. Then David answered and said to Amalek, the Hittite, and the Heshba, and the son of Zerah, brother of Joab, saying, "Who will go down with me to Saul in the camp?" And Abishua said, "I will go down with you." So David and Abishua came to the people by night, and there Saul lay sleeping within the camp, with his spear stuck in the ground by his head. And Abner and the people lay all around him. And Abishua said to David, "God has delivered your enemies into your hand this day. Now therefore, please let me strike him at once with the spear, right to the earth, and I will not have to strike him a second time." But David said to Abishua, "Do not destroy him, for we can stretch out his hand against the Lord's anointed and be guiltless." David said furthermore, "As the Lord lives, the Lord shall strike him, or his day shall come to die, and he shall go up to battle and perish. The Lord forbid that I should stretch out my hand against the Lord's anointed. But please, take now the spear and the jug of water that are by his head, and let us go." So David took the spear and the jug of water by Saul's head, and they got away, and now no man saw or knew it or awoke, for they were all asleep, because a deep sleep from the Lord had fallen on them, thou David went over to the other side and stood on the top of the hill afar off, a great distance being between them, and David called out to the people and to Abner, the son of Ner, saying, do not answer Abner. Then Abner answered and said, who are you calling out to the king? So David said to Abner, are you not a man? And who is like you and Israel? Why then have you not guarded your Lord? The king, for one of the people came in to destroy your Lord, the king. This thing that you have done is not good. As the Lord lives, you deserve to die, because you have not guarded your master, the Lord's anointed. And now, see where the king's spear is and the jug of water that was by his head. Then Saul knew David's voice and said, this is that your voice, my son? David said, it is my voice, my lord, O king. And he said, why does my lord thus pursue his servant? For what have I done, or what evil is in my hand? Now, therefore, please let my king, the Lord, the king, hear the words of his servant. If the Lord has stirred you up against me, let him accept offering. But if it is the children of men, why, they be cursed before the Lord, for they have driven me out this day from sharing in the inheritance of the Lord, saying, go serve other gods. So now, do not let my blood fall to the earth before the face of the Lord, for the king of Israel has come out to speak and seek a plea, as when one hunts a partridge in the mountains. Then Saul said, I have sinned. Return, my son David, for I will harm you no more, because my life was precious in your eyes this day. Indeed, I have played the fool and erred exceedingly. And David answered and said, here is the king's spear. Let one of the young men come over to get it. May the Lord repay every man for his righteousness and his faithfulness. For the Lord delivered you into my hand today. I would not stretch out my hand against the Lord's anointed. And indeed, as your life was lit, my life be valued much in the eyes of the Lord, and let him deliver me out of all tribulation. Then Saul said to David, may you be blessed, my son David. Yeah. And also still prevail. So David went on his way, and Saul returned to his place. 1 Samuel chapter 27. And David said in his heart, now I shall perish someday by the hand of Saul. There is nothing better for me than I should speedily escape to the land of the Philistines, and Saul will disappear of me. To see me anymore in any part of Israel. So I shall skip out of his hand. Then David arose and went over with the 600 men who were with him to Achish, the son of Moab, king of Gath. So David dwelt with Achish at Gath, he and his men, each man with his household, and David with his two wives, Ahinoam, the Jezreelites, and Abigail, the Carmelites, Nabal's widow. And it was to Saul that David had fled to Gath, so he sought him no more. Then David said to Achish, if I have now found favor in your eyes, let them give me a piece of some town in the country, that I may dwell there. For why should your servant dwell in the royal city with you? So Achish gave him Ziklag that day. Therefore, Ziklag belonged to the kings of Judah to this day. Now, to the time that David dwelt in the country of the Philistines was 1 full year and 4 months. And David and his men went up and raided the Jezreelites and the Jerusites and the Amalekites, for those nations were the inhabitants of the land from the earth old, as you go to Shur, even as far as the land of Egypt. Even whenever David attacked the land, he left neither man nor woman alive, but took away the sheep, the oxen, the donkeys, and the camels, and the apparel, and returned and came to Achish. Then Achish would say, where have you made a raid today? And have you made, David would say, against the southern area of Judah, or against the southern area of Jerusalemites, or against the southern area of the Kenites. David would see neither man nor woman alive to drive to bring news to God, saying, "This day should inform you on us," saying, "Thus David did, and thus was his behavior all the time he dwelt in the country of the Philistines." So Achish believed David, saying, "He has made his people, Israel, utterly adore him. Therefore, he will be my servant forever." 1 Samuel chapter 28. Now, it happened in those days that the Philistines gathered their armies together for war to fight with Israel. And Achish said to David, "You shall let know that you will go out with me to battle, you and your men." So David said to Achish, "Truly, you know what your servant can do." And Achish said to David, "Therefore, I will make you one of my chief guardians forever." Now, Samuel had died, and all Israel had lamented for him and buried him in Ramah in his own city. And Saul had put the Midians and the spits out of the land. Then the Philistines gathered together and came and encamped at Shunem. So Saul gathered all Israel together, and they encamped at Gibeah. When Saul saw the army of the Philistines, he was afraid, and his heart trembled greatly. And when Saul inquired of the Lord did not answer him, either by dreams or by him or by the prophets. Then Saul said to his servants, "Find me a woman who is a medium, that I may go to her and inquire of her." And his servant said to him, "In fact, there is a woman who is a medium at Endor." So Saul discussed himself and pushed out on other shows. He went and two men with him, and they came to the woman by night. And he said, "Please conduct a seance for me and bring up for me the one I shall name to you." Then the woman said to him, "Look, you know what Saul has done. Now he has cut off the Midians and the spiritists from the land. Why then do you lay in snare for my life to cause me to die?" And Saul swore to her,
by the Lord seen. As the Lord lives, no punishment shall come upon you for this thing. Then the woman said, whom shall I bring up for you? And he said, bring up Samuel for me. When the woman saw Samuel, she cried out with a loud voice. And the woman spoke to Saul, saying, why have you deceived me? For you are Saul. And the king said to her, do not be afraid. What do you see? And the woman said, Saul's spirit descending out of the earth. So he said to her, what is his name from? And she said, an old man is coming out, and he is covered with a mantle. And Saul perceived that it was Samuel, and he stooped with his face to the ground and bowed down. Now Samuel said to Saul, why have you disturbed me by bringing me up? And Saul answered, I am deeply distressed, for the Philistines make war against me, and God has departed from me and does not answer me anymore. Neither by prophets nor by dreams. Therefore, I have called you that you may reveal to me what I should do. Then Samuel said, so why do you ask me, seeing the Lord has departed from you and has become your enemy? And the Lord has done for himself as he spoke by me. For the Lord has torn the kingdom out of your hand and given it to your neighbor, David. Because you did not obey the voice of the Lord your nor execute his fierce wrath upon Amalek. Therefore, the Lord has done this thing to you this day. Moreover, the Lord will also deliver Israel with you into the hand of the Philistines, and tomorrow you and your sons will be with you, be with me. The Lord will also deliver the army of Israel into the hand of the Philistine. Immediately, Saul fell full length on the ground and was dreadfully afraid because of the words of Samuel. And there was no strength in him, for he had eaten no food all day or all night. And the woman came to Saul and saw that he was severely troubled and said to him, look, your maidservant servants have obeyed your voice, and I have put my life in my hands and heeded the words which you spoke to me. Now, therefore, please hear also the voice of your maidservants and let me a piece of bread before you and eat, that you may be strength when you go on your way. But he refused and said, I will not eat. So the his servants together with the woman urged him, and he heeded their voice. Then he arose from the ground and sat on a bed. Now the woman had a fatted calf in the house, and she hastened to kill it. And she took flour and kneaded it, and baked unleavened bread for it. So she brought it before Saul and his servants, and they did eat. Then they rose and went away that night. 1 Samuel chapter 29. Then the Philistines gathered together all their armies at Aphek, and the Israelites encamped by the fountain which is in Jezreel. And the Lord of the Philistines passed in review by hundreds and by thousands, but David and his men passed in review at the rear with Achish. When the prince of the Philistines said, what are these Hebrews doing here? And Achish said to the prince of the Philistines, is this not David, the servant of Saul, king of Israel, who has been with me these days, all these years? And to this day I have found no fault in him since he defected to me. But the prince of the Philistines were angry with him. So the prince of the Philistines said to him, make this fellow return, that he may go back to the place which you have appointed for him, and do not let him go down with us to battle, lest in the battle he become our adversary. For with what could he reconcile himself to his master, if not with the help? Is this not David, of whom they sing to one another in dance, saying, Saul has slain his thousand, and David his 10,000. Then Achish called David and said to him, surely, as the Lord lives, you shall have been upright, and you're going out and you're coming in with me in the army is good in my sight. For to this day I have not found evil in you since the day of your coming to me. Nevertheless, the Lord do not favor you. Therefore, return now and go in peace, that you may not displease the Lord of the Philistines. So David said to Achish, what have I done? unto this day, what have you found in your servant? As long as I have been with you, that I have not good. Go and fight against the enemies of my Lord the King. Then Achish answered and said to David, I know that you are as good in my sight as an angel of God. Nevertheless, the princes of Philistines have said, he shall not go up with us to the battle. Now, therefore, arise early in the morning with your master's servants who have come with you. And as soon as you are up early in the morning and have light, depart. So David and his men rose early to depart in the morning to return to the land of the Philistines. And the Philistines went up to Jezreel. 1 Samuel chapter 30. Now, it happened when David and his men came to Ziklag on the third day that the Amalekites had invaded the south of Ziklag, attacked Ziklag and burned it with fire, and had taken captive the woman and those who were there, from small to great. They did not kill anyone, but carried them away and went their way. So David and his men came to the city, and there it was, burned with fire, and their wives, their sons, and their daughters had been taken captive. Then David said, and the people who were with him lifted up their voices and wept until they had no more power to weep. And David's two wives, Ahinoam and Jezreelitess, and Abigail, the widow of Nabal, the Carmelite, had been taken captive. Now David was greatly distressed, for the people spoke of stoning him, because the soul of all the people was grieved, every man for his sons and daughters. But David strengthened himself in the Lord his God. Then David said to Abiathar, the priest, Ahimelech's son, please bring the ephod here to me. And Abiathar wrote the ephod to David. So David inquired of the Lord, saying, shall I pursue this troop? Shall I overtake them? And he answered him, pursue, for you shall surely overtake them, and without fail recover all. So David went, and the 600 men who were with him, and he came to the brook Besor, while those stayed who were left behind. But David pursued, he and 100 men. For 200 stayed behind, who were so weary they could not cross the brook Besor. Then they found an Egyptian in the field and brought him to David. And they gave him bread, and he ate. And they let him drink water, and they gave him a piece of a cake, a fig, and two clusters of raisins. So when he had eaten, his strength came back to him, for he had eaten no bread nor drank water for 3 days and three nights. Then David said to him, "To whom do you belong? And where are you from?" And he said, "I am a young man from Egypt, servant of an Amalekite. And my master left me behind because 3 days ago I fell sick. We made an invasion of the southern area of the Cher Heights in the territory which belongs to Judah and of the southern area of Kered, and we burned Ziklag with fire." And David said this to them, "When you take me down to this troop." So he said, "Swear to me by God that you will neither kill me nor deliver me into the hands of my master, and I will take you down to this troop." And when he had brought him down, there were spread out over all the land, eating and drinking and dancing because of all of the great spoil which they had taken from the land of the Philistines and from the land of Judah. Then David attacked them from twilight until the evening, even of the next day. Not a man of them escaped, except 400 young men who rode on camels and fled. So David recovered all that the Amalekites had carried away, and David rescued his two wives. And nothing of theirs was lacking, either small or great, sons or daughters, spoil or anything which they had taken from them. David recovered all. Then David took all the flocks and the herds they had driven from those other livestock and said, "This is David's spoil." Now David came to the 200 men who had been so weary that they could not follow David, whom they also had made to stay at the brook Besor. So they went out to meet David and to meet the people who were with him. And when David came near the people, he greeted them. Then all the wicked and worthless men of those who went with David answered and said, "Because they did not go with us, We will not give them any of the spoil that we have recovered, except for every man's wife and children, that they may lead them away and depart. But David said, my brethren, you shall not do so with what the Lord has given us, who has preserved us and delivered into our hand the troop that came against us. For who will heed you in this matter, as his part is who goes down to battle, so shall his part be who stays by the supply. They shall share alike. So it was. For that day forward, he made it a statute that any ordinance. Now, when David came to Ziklag, he sent some of the spoil to the elders of Judah, to his friends, saying, here is a present for you from the spoil of the enemies of the Lord, booty, to those who were in Bethel, those who were in Ramah of the south, those who were in Jeter, those who were in Ar, those who were in Shema, those who were in Eshtemoa, those who were in Rachel, those who were in the cities of the Jeremelites, those who were in the cities of the Kenites, those who were in the Hora, those who were in Cherishon, those who were in Atek, those who were in Hebron, and to all the places where David himself and his men were accustomed to move.
1 Samuel chapter 31. Now, the Philistines fought against Israel, and the men of Israel fled from before the Philistines and fell slain in Mount Gilboa. Then the Philistines followed, heard after Saul and his son. And the Philistines killed Jonathan, Abinadab, and Melchishua, Saul's son, and the battle became fierce against Saul. The archers left him, and he was severely wounded by the archers. Then Saul said to his armor bearer, draw your sword and thrust me through with it, lest these uncircumcised men come and thrust me through and abuse me, because his armor bearer would not, for he was greatly afraid. Therefore, Saul took a sword and fell on it. And when his armor bearer saw that Saul was dead, he also fell on his sword and died with him. So Saul his three sons, his armor bearer, and all the men died together that same day. And when the men of Israel, who were on the other side of the valley, and those who were on the other side of the Jordan, saw that the men of Israel had fled, and that Saul and his sons were dead, they forsook the cities and fled, and the Philistines came and dwelt in them. So it happened the next day, when the Philistines came to strip the slain, that they found Saul and his three sons fallen on Mount Gilboa. And they cut off his head and stripped off his armor and were throughout the land of the Philistines to proclaim it in the temple of their idols and among the people. Then he put his armor in the temple of the Ashtaroth, and they fastened his body to the wall of Bethshem. Then when the inhabitants of Jabesh Gilead heard what the Philistine had done to Saul, all the valiant men arose and traveled all night and took the body of Saul and the bodies of his sons from the wall of Bethshem, and they came to Jabesh and burned them there. Then they took their bones and buried them under the tamarisk tree at Jabesh, and fasted 7 days. Amen. That's going to end Saul chapter 31. Amen. And we will continue to read the second book of Saul on tomorrow. Praise God. Once again, we come to the end and recognize how much Samuel, Saul, Jonathan, and the relations of all three to the understanding of Jesus Christ is leading to that point in on who the true man of God is, trusting in the Lord and being obedient to his call. You know, where we at today, we're here for a reason. And as we stand forth strongly in faith, we at David and Diane Ministry and Friends strongly believe in Romans 8 and 28. And the word says, and we know that all things work together for the good to them that love God and are called according to his purpose. You answer the question, are you called? Father, in the name of Jesus, again, we come before you on today. We say thank you, knowing that, Father, apart from us, we can do nothing. With you, by you, for you, we can do more than we can ever imagine, because you are in control. Again, Lord God, we thank you. We give you true praise, glory, and honor, knowing that we continue to be obedient. Read your word and deliver your message. We thank you, Lord, for on today. Never could have made it without you. I never will make it without you. I don't want to make it without you. But I know you're in my life today. God bless you. In Jesus' name. Amen.
Never would have made it
I would have lost it all. But now I see how you were there for me, and I can say never would have made it. Never could have made it without you. I would have lost it all. But now I see how you were there for me, and I can say I'm stronger, I'm wiser, I'm better, much better. When I look back over all you brought me through, just need to testify to somebody next to him. Tell him, I'm stronger, I'm wiser, I'm better, much better. When I look back over what he brought me through, I realize I made it because I had you to hold on to. Now I'm stronger, now I'm wiser, I'm better, so much better. I made it. Is there anybody in this house other than me that could declare you made it? Tell your neighbor, never would have made it.
Never would have made it.
Tell him, never could have made it. Oh, I wish I had some help here. I wish I had just two or three people that would just declare it. Never would have made it.
Never would have made it.
Never could have made it.
Never could have made it.
Without.
I just love to encourage myself. Sometimes I just look in the mirror and say, I'm strong, I'm wise, I am better, so much better. When I look back over what he brought me through, I realize I made it because I had you to hold on to. But I never would have made it. I never could have made it without you. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Lord. Oh, good God Almighty, never would have made it.
Never would have made it.
Never could have made it.
Never could have made it without you.
Sing it one more time. All I need is just one more time. Everybody say with me,